The South Shore's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Rob Hackelaw along with Lisa Azizian. It's that time of the week we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke. Of course, this is even more special, Lisa, than the usual Tuesday morning.
That's true. It sure is. And we want to say good morning to the birthday boy. Hi, David. Yeah. Happy birthday.
David Snell.
Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Snell celebrating a birthday today. Hey, Hal 9000, you want to wish him a happy birthday?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Oh, come on. Come on. Why do you always have to be such a sour voice, Hal 9000? All right. Do we have the guys? All right. Wait. The guys in the computer lab say they've got a happy birthday song for you. Guys, go ahead. Play it. There we go. There you go. The guys in the computer lab. There you go. All right. Good stuff.
Rob, is that I remember all of that.
Oh, man. Yeah. He's been working on computers for a long time. All right. David Snell is here, as he is with us every Tuesday. And so, let's see. This week, we are going to talk about Google, right?
Exactly. Well, actually, we're going to talk about the three technology titans in our world, and they're all up in arms about things that are happening that are going to affect their businesses. So Google has decided to stop selling ads based on our tracked browsing history, which I think is pretty good.
Hooray!
Finally, they're making some headway to stop getting all of that spam and all of the things that we don't want to get after browsing a website. And the announcement comes just as Google search and targeted advertising business is under increasing pressure. Lawmakers and state and federal prosecutors have them on antitrust lawsuits coming up in the very near future. So they had to make some changes to show they're trying to be one of the good guys, I guess.
Okay, because I was going to say, I mean, for advertising, why would you want to do that, right? Because advertisers must love this kind of strategy.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we have to believe that they're going to be good in the tracking us via cookies, but that doesn't mean they're not going to track us. The announcement is good. In fact, they're not declaring that they will not use alternative tracking technologies. So there will be other things, ways that they can track us, but there won't be cookies on our systems.
Okay. All right. So would this be the type of thing if I Google, okay, let's say, for example, I'm looking for a new grill, you know, for the spring season, you know. My other one's all rusted and busted. All right, so I Google a grill, and then I start seeing ads for grills? Or what is that?
It's supposed to cut down on it or cut back on that.
Okay.
But what will happen is if you do that with a certain retailer, they can, in fact, target you because you went to them as the first source for the data. So you go to Home Depot, and you have an account with them, they will know that you're there, and they will be able to target you from their own servers or the data that they buy based on your visiting them. So it's like you have to generate the first contact yourself, and then it's all free.
Okay. Everybody,
but if I Google a grill, it'll still show up in my Facebook feed? Or...
It's not supposed to, but if you Google it from Facebook, if you go and try to find it from Facebook, it's absolutely going to show up there.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, like, if you asked your friends list, or do you mean, like, put it in the search bar in Facebook?
Either or.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't understand how it shows up. It's just that it's there. Now, I mean, there's some people that say, if I'm having a conversation about a grill, will it show up? Now, these are anecdotal stories, right? I don't know, but I feel like
it happens.
I feel like it happens.
Totally.
I don't know. Is there any, David, have you looked into this?
It does happen, and that will continue to happen because it's first-party data that is being transmitted. It's not that you're just browsing multiple websites, but you've landed on somebody, and they know who you are, or they have, for instance, an email address because you have an account with them. Then, in fact, just like Facebook, they have you looking for that data, and they can target you through their own medium, no longer through Google.
So you talked about how Google is going to replace this technology with something else. I mean, is it just going to get worse?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. They, you know, they touted breakthroughs in artificial intelligence, like federated learning. So they know that they're going to be able to get smarter data.
Mm.
They're just going to not be selling it as much. Now, that becomes a problem, for instance, with Apple and Facebook as well, because the bottom line here is that Apple makes its money from selling phones and computers, mm-hmm. which is fine. Facebook relies on advertising revenue, which is the source of this $86 billion in annual targeted ads. So Facebook is clearly unhappy with Apple and Google with what they're doing here.
Yeah, because they need that. They don't have anything else to sell.
Right. Well, they're going to have to rebuild something into Facebook so that they can, in fact, get everything that they want from us so they can continue to make that $86 billion a year in targeted ads. That's an awful lot of money to say, well, we're not going to worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I want to sell a ton of ads but look like a good guy. I'm your friend.
Right.
I'm your friend. You can trust me.
So they want to convince us not to complain about them, and that way they can continue to do the things that they've been doing.
Yeah.
Now, Apple has run full-page newspaper ads in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, arguing that Apple's update will harm small businesses and consumers. Facebook has even launched a website for consumers and businesses to go to complain about this change that's being made in the targeted advertising industry.
What? Complain about
it. It's really something. They're complaining about the change because they don't want to lose their money.
Yeah.
And they think that many of us are going to just flock to that website and say, oh, no, we want this.
I want targeted ads.
Bang us with all the ads, yeah.
Please spy on me. Oh, darn it. Well, okay. I mean, I guess I can't blame him for trying, but it does seem like a strange thing. But anyway, again, we're going to come up with alternative tracking technologies. So that's, again, what we're doing.
Exactly right. It's something new in technology all the time.
Yeah, there really is. Boy, this is something that isn't necessarily going to go away because, as we talked about, there's just too much money involved when it comes down to the end of it. It's just trying to get that information and to be able to have, you know, to know who you're going after.
Yeah.
It's just too tempting, I think, for an advertiser to be able to know if I can go after one specific type.
Yeah.
Of person.
Right. And to be honest, Rob, there are times when I get that targeted ad that I appreciate it.
Mm.
Now, I won't say that to everybody, but it does happen that, oh, I forgot about that. I better go and do that now.
I know. I hear you, too. There are definitely some good reminders for different things and ads that feel like, especially if you've bought from them before and they tell you, hey, you bought last year.
Yeah.
You know, are you going to get this person the same gift? You know, and sometimes, David, that does save us some trouble.
It certainly does. Like, it might be a wedding anniversary that you've forgotten.
I guess in that case, yeah. Maybe HAL 9000's not so bad there, if you can help out with that. Well, David, where do people go to read all this stuff about Google and technology and tracking?
Go to expertit.com and click on my blog link and get all the information, plus links to everything else that goes on with this.
All right. Wish him a happy birthday. That's David Snell.
Happy birthday, David. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.